Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everybody, today we talk about Anfisa Letiago becoming one of the big names in the techno world. In 2021 she launched her own record label NSTA, dropping her two EPs which were whipped into remix packages by producers including Chris Liebing, Calibre and DJ Sunfold. Following those up, at the start of 2022 with her own sublime remix of Moby's Go, this summer her schedule includes dates in Ibiza for Trick at DC10 and Glitch, and Drum Code in Malta and the Magli Exit Festival in Serbia. We can actually catch her melody, hearing her say, "The straight truth to myself was my start. I began by wanting to be myself, and I've always taken this attitude with me through the years. And it's easy because it's me. I don't pay attention to be something that I'm not. I don't waste my time on that. I decide to be myself even when I'm not perfect. And I grew up like this, and it's my mantra. And stay true to yourself. I'm always like that." This is the words of Anfisa, and I might say, everybody should take that as a mantra. We're surrounded by a society who won't let us be ourselves, but aim to create a perfect, unrealistic version of us. Just think of the filter used on social media. So we should really take that as a mantra. Stay true, everybody. She's always traveling all around the world, but she chose Napoli, known as Naples in English, as home. Actually, she's just landed after a weekend in the UK playing Mix Max Lab LDN and the Imposing Printworks. It's clear that the artist's passion for being her raw self and channeling her own influences motivate her every move. She said, "I love Italy and it's my home country. My dad is Italian and my family have lived in Italy for more than 20 years. With her, she has grown up around music and it seems as if a career in the industry was somewhat inevitable. She said, "When I was a child, my grandmother had a lot of vinyl, Italian music, Italo disco, so she was the first. Secondly, my dad played the guitar and bass in a small group with his friends and still plays. He organizes small concerts in South Italy, and when I was young, he listened to rock music, punk music, so he had a big influence on me, like many musicians." So we can make a deduct that what inspired Anfisa so greatly is also Italian. She says, "In Napoli, I went to a huge event and I saw Marco Carola for the first time, and it was so many years ago. He was playing a real proper techno set, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I wanted to be like him. I love to do what he is doing." And so she did. And we are so glad you did, Anfisa. And she also said, "When I started DJing in Napoli in 2009, it was a very big underground culture, and there are lots of underground events and clubs here, and promoters groups that organize the events, and there are so many. You know, 10 years ago, the situation with clubbing was so huge here, and the clubs were open 7 days a week, and I was playing almost every day." Well, Anfisa's positive energy is so infectious that she made careful effort to explain the significance of the Napolitan circuit and its impact in driving her to do both hone her craft as a DJ and enhance her musical knowledge to push her skills as a creator. A nod into Marco Carola as the main individual whom she looked up when beginning her career, she also highlighted the importance of more local DJs and producers, circling back to Gaetano Parisio, saying, "He does very old, proper techno and I love his production. He's my friend as well. I never missed any events." And she said, "I was everywhere, always around. There were like too many events and the choices were so huge. And sometimes, you know, on Saturdays, there were around 30, 40, 50 events. And I was like, oh my God, where could I go?" Soon enough, Anfisa found herself playing the city's dual beat club. She said, "I remember it as my first big gig. There were almost 2,000 people. Dual beat is a very important club here, and there were so many people, and I was so excited. I remember that I totally forgot my name. I was like, I just forgot that I had to do it because you know, I was so young, almost 19. I was shaking at the mixer, shaking all of the time, and it was unforgettable. But the event went well, and then afterwards I started to play the big clubs in Naples, so it definitely helped a lot. A few years later, Anfisa began creating her own productions, and we can hear her saying, "After all those experiences in the clubs, just as a disc selector, I felt a huge need to express myself, not only through a DJ set, but through productions as well, and put my identity into them." Focusing hard to recall specific dates, she reminisces about releasing on small Italian underground labels before meeting Carl Cox in 2018, who has since labeled her as one of the new generation. And after hearing that he will be playing in Sicily, 1 hour flight from her home in Naples, Anfisa made the journey and waited around the area in an attempt to meet the legend himself. In a transition style, she was armed with her trusty USBs filled with her own tracks, and she saw him and she asked for a picture. She said, it was like, "Oh, of course you can, and he's one of the best, not only DJs, but people, you know, he's so good." And he took a photo with me, and I asked, "I have some music, maybe you can check it out, please." And just 1 month later, Cox was playing on Anfisa's records around the world, and she'd been offered a release on Intech Digital with Hypnotic, landing in 2019 following her debut release on Italian outlet Natura Viva the year prior. Since Cox's support, she has released tunes on labels including Compact, Rickets and Douche Gramophone. And she said, "He was the first DJ or producer who supported me, and I will always remember it, and I am so grateful." Nowadays, Anfisa has kept honing her craft, carrying her homeland's techno influence throughout something she coins its groovy techno. She is unafraid to traverse genres throughout a set to pique her audience interest, and she did exactly that in her lab set earlier this year, in which she navigated through techno, melodic deep house and more subtle signature sounds. We can hear her say, "I don't like limits in electronic music. I keep a techno identity in my sets, but I love all the shades of techno and electronic music. So when I produce and play, I don't like to limit myself. The bass, it's of course a techno music, but I love to travel between genres, and it's all about the groove. A well-made groove helps a lot to create a good techno track. When I play, believe me, I give a lot of energy. After my set, I'm like died. I sleep for many days, many hours, because I feel empty. But while I play, when I'm in the DJ booth or on a stage, I give the maximum of my energy. I give everything. It's not only music and sound system, but it's about energy and attention you give to people and the vibe, you know, so you can create the moment." This is the words of Anfisa Letiago, everybody. So we hope you like it, and thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.